Shalom and covered greetings, my brothers and sisters. And I am happy that we are having this episode of the Reflections on Faith podcast after having had it after a long time, Brother Nzima.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I'm so glad to have Brother Nzima with me, you know, because of the demands of the missions work. Our team can no longer be together in one place because of the much work which is out there in the missions.
That's right.
And it was our desire, you know, just to have Brother Nzima for some 3 days of revival meetings. And brother, I must say it's been a tremendous blessing, you know.
We give the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ for that. We're really grateful.
Right. So just before we go any further, we can have a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this opportunity we have to sit down and read through your word and talk about these spiritual things. And it is my prayer that as we have this sharing and discussion, that it can put something in our hearts that will encourage us, that will give someone hope. And you know, Lord, which people are in need, and those who need to listen to these sharings.
Yes, Father.
We commit this sharing, this podcast into your hands, that Lord, may you guide us, that we may speak right words.
Yes, Lord.
Which will supply just the right counsel that someone needs. In Jesus' name we pray with thanks in our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Nzima, I want us to talk about God is light.
Amen.
And I was thinking about this after we had our trip today, our advance party trip, because of the crusade we are planning to have in this village called Chongwe. And I think we were six of us.
Yes.
Yeah, there was Brother Kashala, Brother Mwansa, and Brother Lakson, yourself, myself. Yeah, and Brother Chilufia.
That's right.
Yeah, and during one of your sermons, during these, you know, revival meetings, you talked about the darkness, you know, that characterizes these rural places. And there are many people who may not understand spiritual things that happen in these places, and to others who are not acquainted with some dark practices, you know, which can happen in places like that in Africa, I believe even in other parts of the world. Some things we are going to talk about may appear to be very strange, but however, it is reality because we've experienced it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And I think it is in one of the sermons, if it's not in one of the sermons, there's this one experience you had praying for a woman who used to have these spiritual attacks. I think she used to see some figure of a person coming in the night. Tell us something about that.
Yes, Pastor, there's a lady who had approached us. She was in need, or someone advised that she was looking for help. Someone advised her to come to the church there in Chatama, and well, she came, and she was looking troubled and stressed. She had a problem because she has a very small girl, maybe about 2 or 3 years old, around that age, who was having these bizarre and strange screams in the night. But now the surprising thing was, whenever something like that would happen, the mother would be having a nightmare where she sees a figure of a man, very dark silhouette, standing just by the entrance to their bedroom. And every time she would see that person, she'd try like to chase him, and then he would disappear. But the strange thing was, she would come out of the dream physically. Can you imagine? And still see that figure. And then that
you
figure...
You mean it would start out like a dream, a nightmare?
Yes.
And then when she wakes up...
Because the child also is screaming.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, so they are both having these experiences.
Yes. Then the, after that, the child goes into the seizures. Then she...
Hold on, brother. So when she would see these strange things, she would be screaming.
Yes.
Her child will also be screaming.
Yes.
And then the child starts having seizures.
Yes. So she tries to chase that figure.
Mm-hmm.
Even goes outside the house. She even sees that figure now disappearing into the dark.
She's out of that dream experience.
Yes.
She's actually literally seeing this person.
Yes. So now it got to a point, time where it got worse. Because these are people in the dark, they believe in witch doctors, they believe, so those things could not help her. So she was advised to come for prayer. So, well, by God's grace, we went there, we counseled them, we prayed.
Amen.
And God is great. For 1 year, she never had those things.
Wow, amazing.
And to add on, Pastor, she never used to have children. She used to have miscarriages.
She used to have miscarriages.
Yes. And her mother-in-law told her that she will never have a child with her son. So she really had a hard time. And after we prayed, she had a dream. Because this time she had conceived. I don't know if it was the fifth time. But in the dream, she saw herself holding a baby. And I think about half a year ago, she gave birth. She has a baby now.
Wow.
Yes.
Jehovah Witnesses say, you know, times of miracles are gone. Then you wonder what kind of witness they have. I am so thankful, Brother Nzima, that God is still real.
That's right.
Even today. God works in simplicity.
Yes, he does.
And I have learned that his manner of working does not have drama, you know, like the charismatic drama people try to play out. But here is something, you know, when you were ministering that during the revival meetings, what comes to mind is in the missions, you see the reality of darkness.
That is right.
You get to realize that there's so much darkness in this world.
Yes.
And like I've often said, Brother Nzima, God gave us a precious, wonderful message in this
That's
day.
Right. Yes.
Brother Branham died in 1965. I don't believe that between 1965 and up to now, it was just in the plan of God for us to be playing the tapes and have something to argue about and talk about. You know, one day we shall go in the rapture. How many brethren have died between 1965 and now, and they thought the rapture will happen in their own time? And when one is not careful, they are caught up in what I call futurism, where they are anticipating and expecting the rapture way ahead and forgetting the work they're supposed to do in the present tense.
That's right.
Now, maybe we can read 1 John chapter 1, verse
5.
You know, when you look at the darkness which is in these villages, you literally see souls in prison.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, people depressed. Like the thing you've mentioned, miscarriages. Yeah, there's a biological explanation for that. But what many may not know is how heavy the darkness is in these places. And it can result to people getting sick, depressed. And shortly we'll be talking about the experience we had today. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message we have heard of him. And declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Brother Nzima, today we, like I mentioned when we were starting, there was a request, you know, from a sister, you know, over this funeral which happened in this village. And when she saw the fear that people have, fear of witchcraft,
yes,
strange deaths happening, they've expressed a desire to us that they would appreciate having prayers. And now, since the whole village is held in captivity by these dark forces, we said, you know, we won't have the time to go home by home, but a crusade allows us to have all these families come together. And today we started off in the morning. Our plan is usual when we are planning for crusades.
Yes.
We first have a small advance party to go map out the area.
Mm.
You know, like Moses sent out the spies.
Mm.
You know, you want to check how is this area? How is the population like? How far apart are the houses?
Mm.
And so it was just a casual, I would use the word casual, or maybe for lack of a better term, the way we normally do it when we are having an event of a crusade coming up.
Yes.
And wow, what happened today was way beyond what we had prepared.
That's right.
You know, when we went to the family and told them we are ready to come, then we thought we first need to see the headman of the village, you know, to have his permission. Because sometimes, you know, people say, they may give excuses why such a program is not welcome.
Yes, yes.
I had my anxieties, wondering what the headman will say. You know, but here's something, brother. When we asked, are there churches in the area? Can you just share to us that part of the report?
So, so we asked him. So he said, well, there is one or two around here.
One or two?
Yes. And his main concern...
So just before you go on, this is a big village, brother.
That's a very big village.
And you're talking about one or two churches.
Yes.
But do you know how many churches are in a small compound?
Oh, yes.
A small township here in Lusaka.
So many churches.
Every corner has a church.
And these churches avoid to go to rural places.
Why?
Because that's where the real test is. I have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I have literally been to a place where there's no church. Nothing.
Right.
People, I can tell you, Pastor, there's a church. People walk every Sunday, 20 kilometers on foot, go come, that's 40 Ks.
Wow.
Just to attend the church service.
And it's interesting, you know, when you look at especially charismatic churches, Pentecostal churches, there are quite so many in the cities, in the towns.
Yes.
And much of the preaching is centered on money, giving, prosperity.
Yes.
Don't you think they avoid such places because there's nothing to gain from the people?
There's nothing to gain from the people. Mm-hmm. But there is a real test out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is darkness. Because you see, a village, people have faith. And you know, the devil strives on superstition and ignorance and faith. So demons thrive on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fear, you see. So,
So
because of that, these people, most of them are not interested in spirituality. They're interested in surviving.
Right.
Making a name, making money, mostly making money, you see.
I love the way you put it. There's a real test there. Because, I mean, we're able to see during crusades.
Yes.
There you can't do entertainment.
No,
where you
can't
put on a show for people to see, you know.
You can't.
You're a man of God. You meet the real witchcraft there.
Yes, that is true.
So if you are not equipped, that's no place to play drama.
No.
I mean, you remember the crusade we had in Chatama where this young girl child had gone mad.
Yes.
Yeah, and she was brought to the crusade.
No, Pastor. Oh. Now, this is the strangest thing about it.
Yeah.
This girl was not brought.
Oh,
no,
she
one
was not
told
brought.
Her.
Yeah.
She had no idea.
Mm.
This girl was in boarding school. Because this crusade happened in October. That was like 8 weeks.
Mm.
She's been almost the whole term at school.
Yeah.
No one told her anything.
Wow.
But when the mother came for the crusade, she must have been one of those people who came for prayer. Because remember, the last sermon was the journey in slavery.
Yeah.
You were praying for the families.
Mm.
So you say,
that's the day we were praying
we
for
want to
the
pray
families.
For the children, we want to pray for whatever you have, anything to do with the family.
Mm.
This girl was, and where she is very far.
But how did she find herself at the crusade?
She came running.
Wow.
The devils, after the mother came to the altar, these devils responded in the spirit. They came prostrate. She just came crying and shedding tears. And you know what? She came way after the meetings were over.
Wow.
She didn't even come to church. She went straight home and started crying. And
wow.
So that's how the mother said, no, this
After the meetings were over on that particular day. The meetings
were over. You were exhausted. And we were packing the chairs.
Wow.
Because the following morning, the trucks needed to lock.
I remember, I think, brothers coming to the room where I was. That there's a case. Can you come help out? And I think I was tired.
You were tired. So you said, let the brothers handle it.
Then you took on a team of intercessors. We were
about 8 brothers.
Yeah, you started praying. And this is a person who had completely lost her mind.
That thing, it was very surprising. We prayed. She was shedding tears. She was speaking in tongues. But we said, no, these tongues are strange tongues.
Yeah, yeah.
She could not make eye contact.
She was really acting crazy. But
so after we went, praying, seeking the Lord, she was relieved. She was set free from that thing.
Completely
We were
delivered.
Able to talk to her, and she came back to her mind. She started explaining how there was this chaotic activity at their school.
Yeah.
You know,
so, I mean, Brother Nzima, we've had strange stories even reported on the news where some teachers who are, who are sent to these schools, teachers from the cities.
They don't stay.
Many of them don't stay.
No, they don't.
They come back because of very funny stories.
Because a teacher...
Which happened in the night.
One incident which even the Minister of Education was concerned about was a teacher was asleep. They wake up, they find themselves outside their houses with tattoos all over their bodies.
Oh, man.
You see that?
Well, but we had an experience today.
Yes.
When we went to see that head man and we told him the purpose of our mission, you know, because before we went there, we had communicated we were coming today. And so he's an elderly man.
Yes.
And as we started talking to him, you know, when we came to the point of telling him, so we intend to hold, you know, this crusade which is coming up, he asked a very important question. He said, I have a question. When do you intend to have these meetings?
Yes.
So there I was becoming anxious, you know. I didn't know what was going on in his mind because he had this melancholy look.
Yes.
You know, and Brother Mansa mentioned that, well, sometime in September or October.
September, October, yes.
And we were planning it around those months, Brother Nzima, because crusades are very expensive.
Yes.
But nothing can be compared to the precious cost or value rather of each soul won to Christ. I mean, we've seen people changed, and when a sinner repents at a crusade, it's not just one person, an entire family gets in the light. So it's been worthwhile.
Yes.
And so usually it takes us even 4 or 5 months to plan for these crusades. So we told him September or October. You remember the words he answered?
He said, will I reach that time? Will I be there? Will I be around?
That really shook me. You know, when he was saying, and he really responded with worry, you know.
Yes.
He said, but isn't that too far? Will I be there? And that is when he opened up explaining the things he has been going through.
Yes.
He is actually afraid, like, you know, I could die out before that time. And here's an experience. An experience he mentioned where, and he says it's a common experience in the village.
They've had it for years.
Yeah. You know, when I was young, we had this zeal to evangelize. Do you know that that's the second time I've gone to Chongwe on a missionary trip? The first time you were there.
Yes, I was.
1998.
Yes.
1998, we were young then. We were not working. We were just schoolboys.
Yes.
We put up little monies together and we went to evangelize. Even that time, a lot of people were still demon possessed.
Yes.
But I'm so thankful that now we're at a time where a number of brethren are working.
Yes.
People are able to commit some resources towards these meetings. And going back to the place, still finding people held in captive, by powers of darkness.
Yes.
And he said, there are these strange voices when someone sleeps. The first thing the headman said was, "Siti gona bwino." That's Nyanja, meaning we don't sleep well.
Yes.
So Brother Mansa took that to mean bad dreams. And so he started encouraging him. No, when we pray, your bad dreams will end and all that. But he answered.
That's more than a dream.
Yeah. The words he actually said is, you're talking about dreams. This is not a dream we experience here.
Mm.
It's not when I'm asleep when I experience this. When it's at night, you hear voices, someone calling out your name.
And they are all aware. They said, if you hear that voice, don't answer.
Right. They say, do not answer. When you answer, what happens?
You die.
Yeah, you die. And so you have a funeral here and a funeral there. And that has gripped the village
in
fear.
Yes.
And the man is sickly.
Mm.
You know, he told of other strange experiences.
Yes. And now, Pastor, sorry, just to chip in now.
Yeah.
That explains it.
Mm.
I think if you heard me on a number of occasions, I've mentioned that.
Mm.
When I go out in the village, in the mission field, I tell them I'm not scared of witchcraft. Do you know what happens?
Mm.
The whole village comes standing dead still.
Ah, so this is a group you're talking to.
Can you imagine?
When you mention a statement
So I used to be surprised.
Hold on, brother. When you go out and there's people who are gathered.
Yes.
And when you make mention of a statement, I am not afraid of a witchcraft.
Yes.
People are afraid. You
see, the village is a very interesting place.
Mm.
Almost everyone, when a visitor comes in the village, almost everyone will know what's happening. Mm. So there are times where you've visited a household and you're having prayers, you're speaking, others are waking maybe on the neighbor, they're doing dishes. But when I mention that, everything comes to a still.
That's fear, brother.
They can't, when I tell them that I'm not scared of a witch, I actually tell them I'm scared of a child who has a stone, wants to stone me, than a witch. They are all so quiet. They can't really believe that.
Mm.
So now, incidences like these are the ones they go through and experience.
Amen.
And that is why we need the gospel, Pastor, there.
Well, you know, when we went as an advance party, I was quiet all along because I let the advance party do the work. I'm there just to observe, you know, what is going on.
Mm.
But when that elderly man mentioned that, I just started speaking to him that, you know what? I told the brothers, I said, we can't wait for September and October.
Yes.
There is an urgent need now.
That's right.
We don't know where the resources are going to come from, but we need this crusade as in yesterday.
Yes.
And right then we told the man, you don't have to wait for tomorrow. We can pray. We can call upon the name of the Lord.
Just now. Yes.
And we told him, you know, we shared a basic gospel, you know, if you believe and the man had such expectation, you know, and we started praying. And as we were praying, I started going around the house, you know, just to pray.
Yes.
We encouraged him not to be afraid of anything.
Mm.
And it is our prayer that God does something which will be a testimony.
That is right.
Even to the others.
Yes.
And at the end of praying, you know, he requested that I touch his hand because of the infirmity. That was encouraging. And
it was very
there was this great feeling of joy in our hearts. And as we ended our and wound up our trip, there was a signal given to us.
Yes.
This village needs a crusade. And of course, later in the night today, we are having an online meeting because we need to speed things up so that we have this crusade as soon as possible.
Yes. So, Pastor,
yes, brother.
In your statement when you opened up, just you mentioned of Brother Branham. He died in 1965.
Yeah.
And you said between that time, we can't just sit. To tell you, people don't see God can ever entrust his power to someone who's just seated.
Yeah.
As believers, believe you me, but brothers and sisters, once you make an effort, you venture out into the deep. That's when you see the power that's in you. Mm. Otherwise, God cannot bless power that is not used.
Just look at... today we made a casual trip to just go gather facts.
Yes.
But look at the prayers we had today.
Yes.
It was not planned.
No.
After praying for that headman, we went back to
the house,
yes. To the house where there was a funeral, and the woman points to her leg. You need to pray for me, the legs. You know, where there is faith,
yes,
the power of God manifests.
That is right.
Yeah. And when you're just seated warming the benches in the church, yeah, you keep talking about we are waiting for the rapture. But when you go out, you realize how much work is still remaining out there.
There is a lot of work. That's right.
The thing is, God is light.
Amen.
And in him is no darkness. In darkness, there is fear. And Satan has gripped these villages in fear, fearing witches, fearing evil.
That is right.
And Satan has taken advantage of that. People are held in captivity of sickness, disease, strange experiences. But there is a power which is greater than those things.
Amen.
And pray with us, saints. It is our prayer that the light of God may shine in this village the way it did in Chatama, Rufunsa, Mtenguleni, and all these places.
Yes.
And we earnestly covet your prayers.
That's
and
right.
If you have something to send along to be part of, you know, to facilitate this crusade, we really appreciate that.
Amen.
It's all to the glory of God.
Amen.
And shall we close with a word of prayer? Our gracious Heavenly Father,
Lord, we thank you. Yes. Amen.
Not everyone has an opportunity to go in some of these places, but through their prayers, through their support,
yes, Lord,
it makes missionaries be able to have their feet on ground.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, one can never enthuse themselves into this work.
Yes, Lord.
So we pray that you may help us. And we remember that headman, that may your light shine upon him.
Yes, Lord.
Even as we pray that may that sick hand one of these days wave to the crowd in giving testimony crowds that will gather.
Yes, Lord.
Grant it, Heavenly Father. I pray for all who are listening to this. They don't have to be in the bushes of Africa for them to witness. Lord,
yes,
you've
Lord.
Set us in different environments. Someone could be in a developed country or whichever place, or in the city or in a work environment. Whichever place, Lord, darkness is not just in these village places of Africa. Darkness engulfs the world.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And wherever
Thank you, Lord.
A child of God is, may you put something in their hearts, Lord, to get to work.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. With thanks in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. To be my way. Every